Many who have never read any of his books, including the acclaimed Midnight's Children, are still familiar with the famous author forced into hiding at the end of the 20th century for writing what was considered a blasphemous book. In the late 1980s, Salman Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses, was perceived as such an affront to Islam and the Prophet Muhammad that it inspired arsons of bookstores, protests in the streets, and a fatwa by Iran's then spiritual leader Ayatollah Khomeini. This week on News and Views, the magic realist says he didn't plan on becoming a lightning rod for controversy, and he laments that the media still sees on any reason to keep that chapter of his life the definitive one.
But on the whole, I think, in a way, the biggest damage that those years did to me is that they made people who'd never read my work have a sense of me as a writer, which was very much the opposite of the kind of writer I am. And that's to say, I think somehow the characteristics of the attack on me, that it was unfunny, that it was arcane and theological and alien, made people think that my work must be like that.
Rushdie points to the humor. He says those who read it can find in the Satanic Verses. Although the religious edict calling for his death was never officially lifted, nearly a decade ago, Rushdie began to appear more in the world.
Yeah, I thought, if somebody's trying to silence you, don't shut up. Keep doing what you do. And I also felt that, in a way, my best way of going forward was not to become a creature of the attack against me, not to spend my life just consumed by bitterness or fear, but just to try and go on being the writer I'd always set out to be.
One of the books he wants people to read is his new one involving a journey through 16th century India and Renaissance Europe called The Enchantress of Florence. It's scheduled to be released at the end of May. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News. For the second year in a row, famed author Salman Rushdie spent a month teaching literature at Emory University. He says 4 weeks isn't enough to teach a creative writing course, so the graduate students in his class discuss about one book a week. This year, their assignments cover some contemporary authors he's known personally, and the students surprised Rushdie with their intensity.
And I remembered years ago having a sort of, I don't know about dispute is too strong a word, but a conversation with Gore Vidal in which he talked about the opposite, in which he talked about how depressed he was about the future of literature and the way in which college students weren't really interested in it and so on. And at that time, I didn't have the information to argue back because I hadn't spent that much time at American colleges. And now in the last several years, I have been able to. And my experience is that really it's the opposite of the truth, that there's an enormous number of young people who care deeply about literature and know it unbelievably well.
Being in a select group for a seminar led by Salman Rushdie isn't exactly a prescription for just doing enough to get by, but the renowned author does appear to be moved by the students' passion to just gain more knowledge.
I mean, I was having conversations with these young people about the most arcane material from classical times that they had just been researching and digging around in. And I would mention books to them, sort of peripherally during a conversation, and they'd all rush out and get them out of the library and read them.
Well,
The fact that they had that degree of desire and love, it was extremely and is extremely heartening.
Author Salman Rushdie appeared recently at the Philadelphia Speaker Series, which is presented by Widener University and sponsored by WRTI. Next time on News and Views, the writer on creating characters worthy of a book. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News. This week on News and Views, a glimpse inside an author's mind. Salman Rushdie, born in 1947, Bombay, India, and educated in England, is the creator of such literary works as Midnight's Children, The Satanic Verses, and Shalimar the Clown. His magically realistic writing often presents action through the clear eyes of a character, as well as the character's heightened powers of perception. Rushdie says the most common question asked of a fiction writer is, "How autobiographical is your work?" Midnight's Children was Rushdie's second novel, and he says he learned early in his writing, a time when young authors are often advised to start by writing what they know about, that between the starting point and the finishing point comes the defining artistic leap.
When I was just trying to write about my own family, it wasn't interesting. And when it got interesting was when I started making the characters less like the people in my family. So, you know, for instance, the characters in the novel, the grandparents in the novel fall in love by meeting on either side of a sheet with a hole in it, when one of them is a doctor and the other is a woman not allowed to be seen by men. My grandparents did not meet in that way. But the moment I came up with that idea, the two grandparents in the book began to be alive and you know, touching, I think.
He says, in a world where nonfiction outsells fiction, the idea of pure imagination seems to have lost some currency. Whether that's a phase or evolving tastes remains to be seen.
I remember in England in the 80s, there was an enormous fad for biography. And suddenly the sales of biographies were colossal, you know, much more than anything else. And now, well, I mean, biographies are still popular, but that particular sort of boomlet has faded away. And it may well be that, you know, a decade from now, 5 years from now, people's attention will go back towards imaginative fiction rather than nonfiction and memoir.
Author Salman Rushdie combines fact and fiction in an historical novel set in the 16th century. His new book, The Enchantress of Florence, is due to be released at the end of May. I'm Meredith Duddleston, WRTI News.